Okay, did I find that verse? Where am I, Lawrence?
You had Galatians,
Acts 15,
I forgot.
Galatians.
Yeah.
2, 5,
and
6.
Boy, I'm glad somebody was listening, because I can tell that most of us weren't. I sure wasn't. So, okay. So, 5 and 6. To whom he gave place. In other words, Paul gave place to these leaders, these apostles, Jewish apostles, by subjection. No, not for an hour. So in other words, not for just a little while, but for a long time. And the reason was that the truth of the gospel might continue with them. He stayed long enough to make sure they understood what he was talking about and that it was God. And he said, but of these who seemed to be somewhat. And to me that means who thought they were in some leadership position. He says, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. He said, it doesn't matter what they thought they were, it doesn't matter to me. God accepteth no man's person. But he says, for they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. Mm-hmm. He said, they taught me nothing. He already knew what they knew. Mm-hmm. They taught him nothing. But contrarywise, he says, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. And so we'll stop there for a minute and we'll realize that the Holy Spirit had to be involved in this meeting because they realized something that was contrary to everything that they believed in, and that is they realized that the gospel of the uncircumcision, which means the gospel to the Gentiles, which means the gospel for us, was committed unto Paul. Just as the gospel of the circumcision, or to the Jews, had been committed unto Peter. He says they realized that. And then in verse 8, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, and what he's saying there is, for Jesus Christ, who wrought effectually, who worked effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the Jews, the Jewish believers, he said the same Jesus Christ was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. So they realized all this. They realized that, wow, Paul's doing a new thing, and he's doing it to the Gentiles, and we're doing the old thing, and we're doing it to the Jews. And this, they recognized that. They recognized that Paul had been given a gospel for the Gentiles, or the uncircumcised, just to Peter had previously been given a gospel to the Jews. Mm-hmm. In verse 8, he states that both camps realized that Christ had given Peter to the Jews the same gospel as he gave a gospel to Paul for the Gentiles, both with power. So there are two gospels here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds like it. I mean, it's impossible to read this without trying to spiritualize it or make it something that it doesn't simply say and say there's only one gospel. There's two gospels. Do you realize that to this day, most Christians don't recognize that truth?
Mm-hmm.
That there were two gospels there.
Well,
they either preach Peter's gospel. A lot of churches preach Peter's gospel, just like it was for today. Or they do combine. They preach a mixed blend of both. But what did God's chosen apostles decide at the end of this? Let's read verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, again, they seemed to be in charge, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go to the heathen, or the Gentiles, and they unto the circumcision, or the Jews. So they recognize, I mean, these are the big dogs. You know, in our Bible, these are the big dogs. This is what people refer back to all the time. And these men recognized that Paul was appointed as the apostle to the Gentiles with a different gospel and different commands to live by. They also recognized that they were appointed apostles of the new covenant to the Jews. They didn't follow Paul into the Gentile world. They gave him permission to do what God had already given him a command to do, and they stayed with what they had been commanded to do. That's what happened there. They agreed that Paul was doing the right thing, but they didn't agree that that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to preach to the Jews. Paul was supposed to preach to the Gentiles. Who should we be following? Right. And James, who seems to be in charge, verifies this with his final declaration. That's in Acts chapter 15. And that's another thing that's so strange that we realize when we study, instead of just listening to what people tell us, and that is that already at this stage in Acts, Peter's no longer in charge. James is. He's the one giving out the orders. So, I don't know, maybe Peter made a deal and said, well, if I step down here, they'll make me the Pope of Rome. You know, maybe that's what happened, you know. But what we know is that he's here, and James seems to be in charge, and Peter is still right here. So, Acts chapter 15, verse 19, James says, wherefore my sentence is, this is how we're going to deal with this, that we trouble them not, which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. So trouble them not, says we're not going to bother them. We, the Jewish believers in Jesus Christ, are not going to bother the Gentile believers in Jesus Christ. But, he says, that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. So I want you to understand out of this what they're doing. They're not requiring them to be circumcised or to obey the law of Moses. There's nothing in there that says they got to obey the law of Moses, or that they have to bring sacrifices or baptisms or tithings or fastings or any other Jewish ritual that they will continue to practice in their gospel, the gospel to the Jews. All they ask is that they stop a few pagan practices that would really upset the Jews in the towns that they're in. Because there are Jews there, and they are practicing these things. And so, again, if you'll listen to it, abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Because even though there was a total separation between the Jewish followers of Jesus Christ and the Gentile followers of Jesus Christ, yet they were kin. And the Jews, their reputation could be hurt by those pagan, old, crude people that don't even know how to behave and go fornicating all over the place and drinking blood and doing all those kind of things. So we won't make them obey the law, which was really the critical thing to them up until then. But we'll ask them to at least behave well enough that they won't embarrass our fellow Jews in those towns. That's basically what they're saying. All they ask is they stop a few pagan practices that would really upset the Jews, not out of law. That's not how this is reading, but out of consideration to those who continue to practice the law. That's what he's telling us. We're Gentiles. We're free. We're not under those things. But we don't have to rub their noses in it. He's saying then, because at that time, there were two gospels being taught side by side. We don't have that today. There's only one gospel today in the but now. And which gospel is it?
The gospel of the grace of Jesus.
According to the mystery, right? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ according to the mystery, not according to prophecy, which is what the Jews are under. How could anybody doubt this who really studies? How could anybody doubt about these two gospels and which one applies to us? But I bring this question up because there are people that are trying to, they're called covenant theology people, and they're trying to say all of it is to all of us, it's all mixed together all the time, it's all to us. And you cannot, they can only fool people that haven't studied the real thing, which is right here. So if you know your Bible, you can't be fooled about that. So next, after this period of time to the Jews, would be the wrath of God and the kingdom. But for us in our study, next is but now. That's what we're going into in Acts. We're going into the but now, and that's Paul teaching us what we need to know. And what God expects out of us. And that's it. Thank you.